This year was made available the Ili Nishmas Rav Reb Lezer ben Rav and Tzion Gavriel Hamburger. That's all.
Two lines up from the bottom. On the Rabbanon, this on the subject that a nation payer le Yerek. Because if you give payer to the Aniyim from Yerek, the Aniyim will think it's like old payer, which is Potter from Misa. But there's no din of payer on Yerek. So therefore, he's giving them something as high as Misa, as a marshal them in Tevel. Talk it over. Tonar Abonon Bori Shaino, in the olden days, Hoyen Eisnin Peya, La Lethis for the crew. Now, Lethis and crew are not ordinary Yerek. Ordinary Yerek is just leafy vegetables that nobody puts in a bin in a storehouse. So therefore, if it's not Machniso Lekium, it's Pata from Peya. Something you don't store. But suppose we have vegetables that have two elements. They have one part is stored and one part is not stored. Let's say it has a head like a turnip or carrot and it has leaves. The head you store, the leaves you don't store. So if you're storing the head together with the leaves, would you say that the leaves are also chayav in peya? Because the head is stored and it's chayav in peya, so the leaves also are stored. Or do you say, no, since the leaves are stored only agav, only together with the head, so the leaves are not called machnis or the kiyum, and the leaves are not chayav in peya? Talk over the question.
Right.
Now, in the Gemara, two lines up from the bottom. Bodhi shayno yu nishne peya la lefes. Lasha lines for the leaves of lettuce or crew. Now that's turnips and other kinds of vegetables that have heads and they have also leaves. Another kind, similar. So it seems he's adding a third to the first two. But Tony learned another baraisa. Oh, you're a nation and pay a lefis so that couplet. And Mishimon Eman Afle Krub. Seems like it's adding the Krub to the first two. Now it comes out like this. When it says, name it, let's say Tlosa Tanoi have it. The three Tanoi as follows. Abiyesei and the Mishimon both agree that all three. The Tanakam Abiyesei says, lefis or Krub. Tanakami of Rabbi Shimon says, Lefis or Kaplut. And Rabbi Yisrael Shimon said all three. So it seems, say that on the side. Lefis or Kruf. Tanakami of Shimon was Lefis or Kaplut. And Rabbi Yisrael Shimon said, Lefis, Kaplut, and Kruf. So you have three opinions. Say that once more inside.
Okay.
So three opinions.
Right.
And the Gemara, lo, it's only two opinions. Three Tanoi, Rabbi, two opinions. The Tanakama, the Rabbi Shimon, is Rabbi Yisrael. And Tanakama, Rabbi Yisrael, I know Rabbi Shimon. Keep your finger on the line and go back again. Tana Rabbon, here's how the line is, the proper line. For Yisrael, they listen, pay the lefes or the kuf. But Yisrael says, not lefes and kuf. Af kaplet, lefes and kaplet. He said, also kaplet. Instead of saying, also kuv, also kaplet, he said. So Rabbi Yisrael holds lefis a kaplet. Not all three. Now, Tanya Yidda, by nation pay a lefis a kaplet. So kaplet is the second one, according to him. The Shimon said, the second one is kuv. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it's lefis a kuv. According to Rabbi Yisrael, it's lefis a kaplet. And these are the two Tanoim, it said these two varieties. So again, the Tanakam of Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, Tanakam of Shimon, Rabbi Yisrael. See, we figure that out. Umay af, what's meant by af? Not like we learn af in addition to the first two. No, af akamais on the first one, he adds. Say that. On the rabbanon, ben bohayin, name of a man, no son Peliot, was a kind-hearted man, and he gave Peliot to the poor people from Yarek. So look at him. Bo Ovi, on Mitzon, he found down the Yim Shoyetun, they were loaded down with Yarek, and they were going home full of Yarek. They were standing at the entrance of the garden, ready to go. Amalek said, Bo Nai, he said, do me a favor, Hashlichu Malach, throw this away. Ani Etin Lohem Kiflayim, I'll give you double Bimu'usar. I'll give you peres that are twice the amount that are separated Maisa from them. Because what you're taking is terrible. So don't think I is stingy on you. I think you took too much. No, don't suspect me. For Agma Loma, let him, why do you have to say, Lom Nesha ain't sorrow? They shouldn't say, the Huya command, just putting us off. He wants us to drop what we had, but he won't give us anything in return. Say that. For Ishaina, the olden days, used to put away the skins of the korbanos, which belonged to the kehanim, used to put them belishkas beis hapar, in a certain lishka, a certain chamber in the azar. Lo erev, in the evening, when they finished the avoid of the day, they distributed it among the people of that shift of the Kohanim that served that day, called the Beis Av. Every shift for the day is called Beis Av. For the week it's called Mishmar. But the Mishmar has a number of Bote Avos. So the Beis Av of that day used to come in the evening and divide the skins. But for Hoyu Baalei Zayas, that's what happened. There was some tough Kohanim used to come and take all. Later, we have to know, in the times of the later Hashmonaim, the Rishoyim, the Zdukim, had power. And they used to do many wrong things. It took a long time to get rid of them. In the end, they made Chor of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, so the Baal Hizbeis, Kehanim, who had force, it means, others were afraid of them, so they used to let them take. They used to yield to them. They took with force. It doesn't mean they grabbed away. When they came in and to take their share, the other kohanim backed out because these were big politicians, and they let them take. He made a takonin. Sheyihiyu mechalkin neisum erev Shabbos haShabbos. They shouldn't divide it every night, but once a week, before the new Mishmah comes in, the old Mishmah divided Erev Shabbos. And the whole Mishmah was present, they thought, then these politicians wouldn't have the nerve to take more than their share. But the whole Mishmah would be present. The Ashen Kulo Mishmah, the whole Mishmah came at once at that time, and therefore the Shokma Mado they took together. So then they thought it would help that the Baal Bezrea wouldn't have the boldness to take more than their share. Ba'adayin hoyu gidei likune, but they were big kahanim, important kahanim, and they walked in, and even when the whole Mishmar was present, the Mishmar was cowed by them. They took by force. I mean, they took more than they deserved. So what did they do? Omdu bailim. So the bailim means the people who are supposed to kahanim, who are supposed to get the skins, and he said, from now on, all the skins are hegdish. No more private property. The skins of the korbanos are the private property of Kohanim. But now, since there's injustice in dividing it, they said, we are magdish all of our skins for hegdish. So, but nobody had anything. Only a few days passed by, from the proceeds from selling these skins to Hegdish, Ashechipu as Hahechol Kulay, they were able to cover the whole Hechol, whole building, the base Hamigdish, with Tabloi Shelzah, with golden plates. Inside, the whole building was hung with golden plates from the money they got from selling the skins. Shehain Amu al Amu, the plate, each plate was of Amu al Amu. Ke'eve dinas were the thickness of a golden dinar. Olo regal, an anyantiv, or you make kabos and you fold them together, put them together, and you carry them outside, or mendichen oisom al gav mar l'habayis, you put it on the steps of l'habayis to show people the beauty of their craftsmanship. Kidei shehe oile regol in royen, the oile regol, come up a yantiv, should see shemalachton, how beautiful it is, to see the beauty of the ornaments of the Beis HaMikdash. Vein bodelim, and there was no blemish in the artwork. That's the end of that b'raisa. Tony will learn the b'raisa. Aber shol oime kirei shel shikn hoye b'richei beams of shikma trees were in b'richei. It means they used to chop down a tree and leave a trunk of shikma. And from the trunk, there grew big branches that were used for beams subsequently. Before you, and people who had power, Balizreis, like racketeers, used to come and take these beams by force. They cut them off the trees by force. There's a certain value to this, and therefore they put their eyes on it. They used to come and take it by force. Om du baal em igdishon l'shamayim. So the owner said, we give it to Hegdish. Now by saying it's Hegdish, nobody would take it anymore. Of course, the owners themselves also couldn't take it. Baal em, on such people, Al Kayezun, similar to them, Om Abashol Ben Botnis, means there were times when we suffered from Vishoyim. So he said, on these people, he said, Shem Abayezun Ben Chonin, Oili me beis baitus, woe is to me from the house of baitus. Baitus were a certain sect of people that used their power to do injustice. Oily, woe is to me from their clubs. They used to use our clubs to hit people and to take what they wanted. Oily me beis chonin, oily me lechishos, from their whisper. They were Muslim. They used to go to the Romans and whisper and denounce their fellow Jews. That's how they gained what they wanted. Oily me beis katrus, oily me kulmus, for their pen. They used to write letters to the Roman government and denounce their fellow Jews, the mass of them. Oili mi beis Yishmoel ben Peabi. Now, he was a Kohen Gadol. He was a decent man. But the people of his house were not good. Means his family. Oili mi egrefem. Woe is to me from their fist. They had a big fist. Shehem kehanim gdelim. They are kehanim gdelim. Means they are among the chief kehanim. That's how it was in the Beis HaMikdash, close to the Chulchan Beis HaMikdash. The situation was so bad because the Rishoyim had gained power that the Chachamim saw that the Chorban was inevitable. Ubenehem Gizbar, their children are like the treasurers in the Beis HaMikdash. They take care of the funds, and therefore they have access to the money, the public money. Ubechasod, and their sons-in-law are Amra Kalim. Amakal is somebody who is in charge of distribution or production or building. The word Omar Kirl, he says everything. Amrakalim. So their families all had jobs around the Beis HaMikdash. And their servants beat the people with sticks, and the people are afraid to open their mouths. That was a situation close to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and the Churban was inevitable. That's why 40 years before the Churban, they all understood that the Churban was going to come. Say that. Four times the Azorah cried out. It was like a maskil that rang out, that cried out in the Azorah, four times in history. So if we show the first time, it said, Sumikan b'nei Eli, way back in the times, Mishmuel Anovit. Go out from here, b'nei Eli. Shi'etimu Hechel Hashem. They have profaned, they polluted the Hechel Hashem. And another time, that's much later, say, Mikan, go out, Yisocha, Ish, Kfar, Barkoi, that's the name of a certain place, a Kohen Gadol. Shemechabed is Asma, he used to honor himself, Omech, Kalel, Koshishmai, and profane the honor of the Koban. The Habe Koch Yode, Bishol, he used to wrap his hands in silken gloves, the Ovid Avoida, he didn't want to soil his hands with the bloody korbanos. And that's also, and it's possible, because a kohen has to do things directly with his hands without the chatzitza. We'll soon see about him more. Oitzofu Azor, another time the Azor cried out to welcome a righteous man. Su'u shiorim lo shechem. The gates, lift up your heads, the yikones Yishmuel ben Piyav. But this Yishmuel come in. Although his family was not good, he was a decent Kohen Gadol. Talmidei shel Pinchas. He's a servant, he's like a Talmid of Pinchas. It means he was a worthy holder of the title of Kohen Gadol. The Yishamesh, and he should serve the Kohen Gadol. Boitzov Chasso, another case is over, cried out, Su Shorim Yo Sheichem, lift up your gates, the heads, the Yikonish Yechem Ben Aboy, a Talmidi of Pinkoi. Pinkoi also means of Pinchas. Pinchas was a Kohen Gadol who fought for the Kveid Shamayim. Later he became a Kohen Gadol, and he fought for Kveid Shamayim, like in the Chumash it's written. So therefore, any good Kohen Gadol is called a Talmid of Pinchas. Let him fill his belly with the korbanos of Shemayim. Now he tells about them. Omer used to say, Al Yochanan ben Avoy, Shoyeichol Gimel Meiris Agolim. He ate 300 calves. Doesn't mean at one time. He ate 300 calves of korbanos. That was his record. He himself sat down and he ate up some mitzvah to eat the korbanos. He ate the Shem mitzvah. And he drank Gimel Meir Galayan 300 bottles of wine. And the side in the margin says he and his family, or he and the Kehanim together with him. And they ate 40, so it looks like it was at one time, at one banquet. At one banquet, he was so diligent in eating korbanos, it was an ideal to him. Ate L'shem Shemayim. They called in everybody. At one time, it says on the side, they ate 300 calves of korbanos, and they drank 300 bottles of wine, and they ate arboim soga, the 40 bushels of little pigeons, bikinu asuda, for dessert. Now, here's a case of eating the Shem Shamayim. And even though he ate very much, still he was honored because they knew that his whole kavod was the Shem Shamayim. Omer, they said, Kol Yomov, all the days of Yechon ben Avoy, lo nimtza neisa b'mikdash. It never happened any korban was left over beyond the proper time in the Beis HaMikdash. If a korban was left over, it comes neisa and it's possible. But in his time, he took care that nothing was left over. It was ate l'shem shamayim. He went around asking, anything left over? And he ate it up l'shem shamayim. Shouldn't be any neisa. Say that. Above, when they said, oily beiso, the house of this Kohen Gadol, Yishmuel ben Piavi, he was dead already. But the family continued. That's how it used to be. It was a Kohen Gadol, and the family became aristocrats, important people. That's how it was. They belonged to the Kohen Gadol family, and they had all kinds of authority after he was long gone. they continued to exercise authority and began to deteriorate in bad ways. But he himself, while he lived, certainly saw that everything was done properly. For example, what was the end of Yisochar Ish Kfar Bakar, the man who didn't want to soil his hands? He tells the story. Omri, they told the following story. Malki or Malkas Aviyosu, the king and the queen were sitting together. Malkam, the king, said, God, a kid, means a young goat, is a better comb. Malkas, and the queen said, Imra Yoit, a lamb is a better comb. It was a debate. Almost they said, Man Mucha, who should demonstrate the truth? Kain Godel. The Kamasi Kabbalah, because he brings up Kabbalahs, calling him every day. Also, he came when he asked him the question, so he made a motion with his hand, like this. What question is it? With his hand. E God, if a kid would be better, Yisak let me, it should be brought up as a Kabbalah Tommy. But you see, a lamb is brought up as a Kabbalah Tommy. So the king lost. He made a motion like this. I said, what's the question? But you see, every day they offer up a lamb for the Kabbalah Tommy, not a kid. So the king lost the debate. Oh my mouth. So the king said, you're right, but you're going to lose your hands for that. Hoyel, the Lahavi lame, said the Malkus. Since he didn't have fear of the kingdom and no respect for royalty, Nifzikaliyam, we have to cut off his right hand. These weren't kosher kings. They're not good kings by that time. So the king said, cut off his right hand. So when the executioner came to cut off his right hand, Yoav Shechet, the king Godel gave bribery, who posked his mother, he should cut off his left hand. Of course, it's possible to be a king anymore, but at least they have a right hand. Shomar Malka, the king heard about this, so he sent the executioner again, who posked him in the cut off his right hand, so now he had no hands at all. Omar Rabbi Yisai, when he heard this story much later, generations later, he said, Baruch Rahman, Baruch Hashem, the Ashkelay that he collected from Yisocha Yishkar Bakoi, Rebbe Trapsay, his punishment from in this world, it means. If he wouldn't have been punished in this world, he would have suffered a bigger punishment in the next world. And therefore, it's better for him that he was punished so seriously in this world, so he went to the next world. Now he was already atoned with a kapara for his sin. Say that. He didn't learn Mishnayos. This man who did the avodah with the gloves on didn't do what the Mishnayos said. Did not learn the Mishnayos. Kavosim, kaidmim, lizim, bechol mokim. Lambs are always before kids every place in Kabbalahs. Yochel, I might think b'pnei shemuv charim. Because they're better, b'mina, maybe because lambs are more choice. He says no. Talmalema im keves yovi kabbona. If he wishes a keves, he can bring a kabbona. So it means if he wants, not he has to bring a keves. Well, I'm shneim shkulim keves. That they're both equal. So it means like this. Although the kabbon tamid is a keves, but the Torah doesn't say keves because it's a more choice thing. Doesn't mean it's a better kabbon. So here the open Mishnah says that although lambs come before kvosim everywhere, when it's mentioned in the Torah, everywhere keves is before sheep or before goats, everywhere, but it doesn't mean that a lamb is preferable only because it says a gederas hakosuv for kol tamid. Otherwise, there's no preference. So if a man wants to be makriv, let's say a kol and a dovet, don't say he should better give a lamb rather than a kid. No. No such thing. A lamb is not muvchor more than a kid. So he didn't learn that Mishnah. So he made a mistake by bringing a proof from the Kabbalah Talmud. Ravina Amar, afilu mikra nami lokot. He never learned Chumash either. Not only did he know Mishnah, to see im keves, im eis, which means, e boy, if he wishes. Keves likes to bring a keves. He boys if he wants to don't like the lamb ring. So therefore, since the Torah says either one, the Torah gives him a full preference. A full choice, I mean. With no preference. So therefore, If he had learned Chumash properly, he would have seen that there's no such preference for a lamb. Say that.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rav Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.